our next question is from Jazzy in New York, and it comes from our live audience. And Jazzy wants to know, which type of grain do you recommend most, and how do you determine how much grain to give your horse?
That's a good one. So I think to start with, we have to clarify what we're talking about when we're talking about grain, because grain means a lot of different things to different people. So, you know, traditionally, when you think grains, I think of, you know, corn, oats, barley. I mean, those are grains. But I think a lot of horse owners, you know, call anything they put in a bucket grain. So, you know, alfalfa pellets and grass hay pellets can get called grain, but they're traditionally not a grain. So, so have, first of all, you know, what are we talking about when we're talking about grains? It can really be anything that we put in a bucket. But as to whether a horse needs grain, I mean, everything that comes down to, can you maintain your horse's body condition with forage alone? And that means that you need to be condition scoring your horse on a regular basis, assessing their body condition. And if a horse can maintain their body condition just on forage, be that pasture or hay or other sorts of forages, then an additional calorie source is probably not necessary. Now, as I mentioned in the first question, we are going to be needing to add some trace minerals, some vitamins, and, you know, some other things that are not in the hay. But whether we need to do that in a grain, be that or not, is another matter. And I should add that traditional grains, kind of unfortified grains like oats, like something like just alfalfa pellets or beet pulp, they don't have any added minerals or vitamins, so they're not going to help you with that. Those missing pieces of your hay, they'll add extra calories, but they're not going to improve your mineral profile very much. So you would be looking for a fortified feed, and whether that's a higher calorie type performance feed or a lower calorie, highly fortified ration balancer, you know, it's going to depend, again, on whether you need those calories to help that horse maintain its weight.